This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wow, who's gotta start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like
oh my gosh.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
Today's yeah. It's brain dead with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why does it always have to go first? Oh my. Seriously.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Episode 149.
Woo. Every time I say we need to have some sort of noise effect in here, none.
I feel like as soon as we walk out the studio, we forget. Okay, do you know, I'm going to edit it in.
Or maybe we should wait for 150, where we have to...
We're going to have... we're going to have everything.
Like the DJ scratch and everything.
You know the poppers?
Like, yeah. Okay, wait till 150.
Thing. Yeah.
But
yeah, OS celebration.
One to 150.
That's so exciting.
I know.
Look at us. Who would have thought?
I still can't believe it, to be fair.
I'm honestly so proud of us.
Because that's 200 is around the corner then.
That's are you deep in that we're actually 5 years old?
It doesn't feel like it at all.
5 years old.
It doesn't feel like it at
that's
all.
That's as old as Zara.
Like people my age have kids who are 5 years old.
Exactly. My niece is 5.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. Crazy scenes. But we're very, very grateful. Also, thank you for the love on the last episode. We had a really good number of DMs.
Oh, did we? Yeah. I haven't checked, guys. Sorry.
That's right. No. Give and take. So what I did, I've made a list of people in order of...
Who want to come on the pod?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Okay.
So we're going to throw you guys in here and there. I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah, yeah.
To have listeners on. So...
I mean, you guys listen to the pod, so why not have your input?
Exactly.
And yeah.
I mean...
And we get to, chit-chat before, our actual live show, when we do have one.
Yeah, exactly. Very exciting. The person for the 150... Just in case you didn't reply, you haven't replied to me yet when this comes out, check your DM, please, girl. Thank you. Look, I sent her the details, so I just want to confirm that she can make it.
Oh, okay. But who is it?
Oh, should I say it out loud, do you think? Or should we...
But let's confirm first, because then we might have to give the second runner-up.
Not the runner-up.
Don't come like, what's that girl during the lockdown thing and she wasn't replying?
Oh, no. What was her name? It was like some...
Is it Keisha? It wasn't
no,
Keisha.
No, because I remember it was like...
Anna.
Yeah, because it was like, at the end.
Yeah, girl. Don't be like her.
That's going to bug me now. I'm going to think about it for
the... Basically, if you don't know, there was a giveaway during lockdown. Was it during lockdown?
It was during lockdown.
Yeah, and basically the person who won wasn't answering their phone or wasn't in the live.
Yeah, she wasn't in the live and her friends were trying to text her.
Yeah.
Sis was not and that's how you had to win the prize.
Yeah. So don't be like, if you're listening and it's you, don't be like her.
Don't be like her.
Answer your DMs. Yeah. Otherwise, it goes to the second person.
Yeah. Well, no, we're very, very excited. I think it's been really, really fun just to meet listeners and literally just... Come and gist with us.
Yeah.
That is actually the vibe here. So
literally that's what we do.
Yeah, so thank you guys for all supporting us. Also, this week we're on Off the Cuff.
Yes. Shout out to Off the Cuff.
Yeah, so check that out as
our day ones. We finally went on their pod. They're gonna hate me for saying this again.
No. Sometimes singlets need to be torn.
So thanks for the invite. It was fun.
Yeah, that was
it fun. It was Vans' birthday as well. So shout out to Vans. And we had a cute ching wang.
To who?
Ching wang. You had a cute ching wang and
is it ching wang or ching wag?
Ching wang. I say ching wang. It's not ching wang.
That sounds like a food dish.
Ching wang. No, I say ching wang. Yeah, ching wang. Or ching wang. No, it's ching wang.
Okay, we'll go wrong with that. But that was really fun as well, actually. Yeah. So guys, check that out, please. Is what? I knew it was a wag. Oh,
chin wag. Brent
always educating us. Love
chin,
it.
Me, I'm saying chin. What did I say? Chin wang.
Chin wang. Because it sounds like it's like a starter.
I'm so sorry. Okay, guys. Chin wag.
Yeah. So that was, yeah, that was fun. So check it out anyway.
Yeah.
And also let us know people you want to see on the pod as well. Like if you listen to any of our podcasts and you think they would be a good fit for us, please let us know. That's something I want to do more this year. I think I've said it already, actually.
Yeah. I feel like we've definitely done it unintentionally as well. Like been on loads of pods. Like this, the first quarter of the year.
Did you see the tweet? The girls have won a press tour.
No, we really are. Unintentionally. Like, it just happens. Literally, it just happens. But yeah, no, we really appreciate it. So if you want us on your pods, send us a DM, send us an email.
Yeah, we're good. Listen.
And yeah.
The party's wherever we are.
Literally. As long as drinks flow in, I'm there. I'm there, literally. Honestly.
Yeah, how are you though?
I'm okay.
Good.
Yeah, I'm okay. Do you know? No, I'm okay. I think it's just one of those weeks where it's just like, ugh. But, I'm okay. How about you?
I'm all right as well. I'm all right.
Yeah.
I'm just living and surviving.
Literally. Living and surviving. Surviving and living.
That's actually it.
Every day, all day.
That's
literally
it. That's all I can do.
Yeah. But I feel like it's also been like really heavy this week on like social media and stuff with like the passing of... Tracy Braxton.
Do you know how much shock I was in?
Yeah, that was
because even
though
you just said, I was thinking he passed away, and then you said again,
it's mad. But again, it goes back to like people battling things like and not saying anything,
and then people cussing them for seeing changes in them, and then now it comes out that this is why.
Yeah, it's weird because maybe because we're in the UK, but I didn't actually.
Yeah, I didn't see.
I didn't see anything, so maybe because people in America, they probably would have. Because it's closer to them, they probably would have seen something.
Yeah, but apparently it was quite a big that her son, her dad had to turn off the comments. Like when people were commenting on the weights and stuff. When her son got married and stuff. So apparently it was quite bad over there.
Yeah.
Kind of like similar to Chadwick.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Why can't you just mind your business?
It's mad.
I didn't get it. Do you get me? I don't understand.
Yeah, but I love the feature on Instagram now where you can turn off the comments or even on Twitter, like you can choose who replies to you and stuff like that. So it just minimizes all this nonsense. Yeah.
And then it's also like the entitlement as well. Because some people are like, I just feel like she should have said, why are you on the list of priority of people to tell that she's suffering cancer?
Yeah, I think it's all social media and like the closeness that people
feel to you.
So just because they follow you, they think, like we need to know everything that's going on in your life. When you break up, when you get married, when you have a miscarriage, when you get an abortion, they need to know. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, but it was quite sad because
it was very sad.
I feel like her and Tamar made the show.
Yeah, she was like, do you know, and I think because. Tamar's a brat, so she was gonna make herself
the show.
I feel like with Tracy, like she was just like funny.
She was funny unintentionally.
And she was real. She was real. And I think it's so sad because I was even watching, you know, Tawanda, she and her husband, first of all, they're very beautiful. She's so beautiful.
Is she the one that they were separating and got to go back together, or was it someone else?
No, that's the one that had a proper bad ass divorce through their show.
Okay, the other sister.
And then,
the
really tall one.
Yeah.
And I was watching her channel. So this was she actually filmed it weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about like the show. Obviously, the show got cancelled and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she was talking about like the truth behind the show and all that kind of stuff. So really and truly, they didn't get treated properly with networks. That's why we need black owned things. Okay.
Yeah.
Because black people are the entertainment.
Yeah.
Because she was saying how like people always talk about the Kardashians and whatever. And like, them being the longest reality, but she said actually no, like they are the longest running reality. I think they were like 12 years or something like that. And she was like, we're the only black family that ran literally a reality TV show for that long.
Because I can't think of any other black family that's been on TV for that long. Because like, Rev Run was on TV, but they weren't on for that long.
No. But she was saying how people would even say that, like, but like you weren't the first, like Bill Cosby. And people were like, she's like, first of all, that's a TV show.
Yeah, that wasn't a reality TV show.
But she was saying how they never got accolades. They didn't get awards. That they didn't. Yeah. Nothing. And she was even saying that like, there wasn't a time. Basically, there was a lot of politics going on behind the scenes. Because she was saying how like there was even a time where the people that were working on the show, as in the crew, were getting paid more than them.
Wow.
So it's like there was a lot of like politics. I think it was even her and someone else's idea. I can't remember if she said the person.
Yeah.
I think it might have been Tracy because she and Tracy were really, really close.
Yeah.
But she was saying that I think it was her and Tracy's idea to do the show or something like that. And like the first episode of this of the whole show, they actually were the ones who wrote it, basically planned it and stuff.
Wow.
But she was like, how dynamic just started to change, and it was like favorites. But I think it was obviously because the sister was Toni Braxton. It's like they're Toni's sister rather than their own individuals and who are successful as well.
Yeah,
because even with Tracy, like people were like, "Oh, Toni's sister, Tracy," and it's like, no, like give people their own identity. Like stop attaching people to. But anyway, she's talking about all that mess and like, and then I remember it was sad because it just shows that the people that needed to know she was ill knew because I feel like her family knew. Because obviously they had a lot of like dramatics and stuff on the show. So I think outside of the show, they were able to make up, which is really, really good as well. And they were all close and stuff before she passed away. So she mentioned, because her husband asked her if the show would ever come back. But obviously, they know what's going on. And it was so sad because now that Tracy's passed away, it's so much perspective because she was like, no. And then he was like, she's like, it's not a bad thing for you to come back. And then he was like, why? What do you mean? And she was like, it would just never be the same. She was like, basically, everyone needs to be there. If everyone is not there, it's not the same. Right. So I feel like they knew that she was on her way out.
Yeah.
And it was just so, like, it was just quite, like, heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But it was
quite
so
sad.
Lovely, though, because her husband, he's a life coach, but it was so refreshing the way he was communicating with her. Where, like, when she talks about stuff that dips, brings her down emotion wise, like without her having to say that she's sad, he can read read that already, and then he would like say something that's like loving or just quickly
encourage her
and like turn the conversation to a way where she's now smiling again and like it lifts her mood. And I think it was just so lovely to see that, because she even mentioned how like the show became, I feel like the show became really about Tamar.
She was
saying how like it didn't show everyone else's lives. She was like, there was stuff that she was doing. She was like saying that like, there's stuff like charity work, something that I think Tracy was doing, but Tracy was doing for years. Yeah. But she was like, nobody knows that because the show never covered it. So it was like, they then became, the people that created the idea then became like extras where it's like, it's not all about one person and they have to now feature in the scene. And she was saying how like with her and Tracy, they will always make themselves available. Like, because it's work. It's what we do. But because of that, some people have been divas or whatever. But because of that, they took them for granted. And so they would just call them and be like, oh, can you be here? Can you be here? Blah, blah. And they just weren't getting paid properly. So it was a lot of like politics.
Yeah.
But I think, but she was saying how like she's upset because it would have been good if the show had been recorded over the last year, which I reckon is when Tracy found out about her cancer. I think someone in the caption. But she was saying how like there was so much to be documented that was really, really special that would have helped so many people.
But
she was like, it just feels like, obviously, like, obviously that the memories are with us and it's precious to us, but it would have been so nice to be able to show this side of family.
That is quite sad.
It was very, you know, do you know what? It was sad, because it's like you clock on now what she was battling with then.
And that's literally life in general. Like sometimes you just don't realize until like something tragic has happened and you're thinking, oh, okay, so when this person did that, it makes sense now, or why they didn't pick up my call, or da da da. So I guess that's life. But no, that news definitely shocked me because I was like,
damn, 50 as well.
Like, you're so young. You had so much life ahead of you. And
I know it sounds silly, but it was random.
To us anyway. But I guess to her family.
Did you see her mom's post?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know, really, I really admire, like, sometimes I don't want to say I admire people's strength, just because I feel like it makes people think that you should be strong. But I think the perspective, and that's why I feel like it's so nice that they were able to actually make peace with what was going on.
Yeah, because when something tragic like that happens as well, like, it's hard to see the positive.
You want to tussle.
Yeah, like the positive out of it. And I feel like she was just basically just essentially saying that, like,
thank you, God, for giving me this.
Yeah, and now
gift.
You can take her back, kind of thing. It takes so a lot beautiful. To be able to see death in that way.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Does. That was so beautiful to say.
Yeah. Even talking about reality TV as well. So the Kardashians are back on Hulu.
Anyway.
Hulu or Hey You, one of them.
One of them. The youth.
And it's very interesting because they made this whole big deal about leaving E and they're done with the reality, da 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 da. And it just makes me realize that, you know what? Don't bite the hand that feeds you. Because they made it seem like they're going to be fine without reality TV. Like, they've got Courtney basically said, fuck this. I don't need this.
Say fought, you know. Foundation on the white walls and everything.
As in, thumped in the head and all.
Okay.
They said they don't need this anymore. Go back to their private lives. And I think it's very interesting how they've come back now, but they're basically trying to make it seem like it was E's fault.
Yeah.
So I think...
Big up Ryan Seacrest every time, by the
way. He's also a legend in pop culture, by the way. Like, he worked. Yeah. But yeah, Kim basically did an interview saying that now the Hulu thingy is basically more like a documentary style. And
it's not.
And how...
Got asked in the trailer.
Yeah, it's not.
Don't try it.
She said it basically like a documentary style and how E basically was like not capturing... Like, there was capturing what the audience basically wanted to see.
We were in y'all's house. What else did you want to... What else was there for them to see?
And how like... there was basically... Like, Courtney basically there wasn't any boundaries. So like... They wanted to take their kids to school, but like E wanted them to film and basically things like that.
Equia. And you know she cussed Courtney for wanting to be a mum. When Courtney said she didn't want to work anymore, she wanted to stay at home and be a present mum.
Courtney was the one that was saying how she wanted to take her kids to school, but E would be like, oh, they have to film. And like basically there wasn't any boundaries. So they're basically trying to make it seem like E wasn't portraying them the way that they wanted to.
It was E, Chris and Kim. I'll tell you that.
No, literally. And then I was like, how is the trailer that you guys have shown us any different from what was seen on E? Because if anything, we're supposedly meant to get like the realness between you and Kanye, between what's that guy called? Travis Pete.
And Courtney.
Courtney and Tristan and thingy.
Anyway.
I'm just thinking, how is it any different?
Do you know what's getting me? And I'm not saying what Kanye is doing is right. Absolutely not.
I really
believe that man needs help.
Yeah.
And I think that you can't help people that don't want
to
help
themselves. But in certain ways, he is right. I just think the way he's going about it is the problem.
And do you know what is what I think as well? I think the way he's going about it is mad. Mm. But I genuinely believe, no one can tell me different,
yeah,
that there's not stuff happening behind the scenes that makes him have outbursts out loud.
That's why he's so angry.
He's so angry. They are playing on the narrative that people have always called him crazy.
Mm.
So you're aggravating this man. Do you get what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So for me as well, because I feel like Kim not talking about, like, not responding to him, all that kind of stuff, playing victim. And obviously, she is to an extent, she's a victim. Mm-hmm, she is. I'm not. Please don't. But her being so silent and like playing like the quiet mum who just wants to raise her kids in peace and just stay Pete and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I knew it was because the show was coming back. I knew you were going to address it on the show. Do you get me? So you're doing all of this stuff. And for what? So don't come and say, like, because I feel like when they did the whole, oh, we're quitting, we're leaving, like, it was a whole ass, like, we're leaving. Thing,
yeah. It was like the only family who's been on reality TV for this long are leaving reality TV.
And so
TV.
what are we going to watch, guys?
What happens to reality TV now?
So when you guys did that whole, like, goodbye celebration, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You made it seem as if, like, now, like, family is your thing, which is, like, so her being quiet and so people are thinking, oh, like, she just wants to focus on her family, but you're still using all of this stuff for content. This is not a documentary, huh?
It's your life.
If you want to do a documentary, let's do the truth about, and each of you have an episode because there's a lot of truth to come out. Do you get me?
It's mad. It's crazy. And I think even with like the whole Kim thing, so I think she went on Ellen.
Oh, dear.
Talking about how Pete has branded. When she said that, I thought she meant like the Kim logo. Like he's tattooed her brand.
He trademarked something for her.
No, I legit thought it's like, you know, the KKW. I thought he's done that tattoo, but I didn't know it literally meant like, as in like a stamp.
As in, you know, that's what it did to cows.
Yeah. Like,
are you a bull?
With fire and everything. And I was like, wow, this is not cute.
When he said the branding thing, I said, I'm just glad it's not a black man.
Can you imagine if Kanye said that?
That would have been giving me Kunta Kinte.
It would have been giving slavery.
I'm not going to lie to you. If Kanye even has a brand, oh God, keep quiet. Don't even bring it out. Like, don't actually open your mouth and say it.
It's just mad. It's mad to me that she's able to say that and everyone thinks it's cute.
And I have to say as well, don't you think that's a bit creepy?
It's demonic.
Because you know that, like, he's got multiple tattoos already.
It's demonic.
Because then he's got cute little things. Her favorite one. So that means there's a few.
Yeah.
He's got like six or so.
Yeah.
Is my girl's a lawyer or whatever.
Yeah.
But then also, it's been like 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe.
Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
And Kim is not the first person, first girlfriend that he's tattooed. He's got, apparently he's got...
You know the Americans, they love that.
No, apparently he's got like a tattoo of like Ariana Grande. Like it's a thing he does. So why are you feeling special, girl? Because he got more than one of you.
I think it's a cow brand that she likes.
I think it's demonic. And I don't want this to be like those kind of like African people or like aunties who...
Or more is demonic.
You know, but for me personally, if you're... You love somebody so much that you're branding them on your body, I think that's spiritual. Honestly, I honestly think that's spiritual.
That's
and
so
it ain't
weird.
Normal. It ain't normal. Your mom didn't even brand you on her, let alone...
Do you know what it is to brand?
Like,
you know, they have to have the thing, yeah, and then put it in the fire.
Fire and make it hot. Then, yeah.
Now you have to... I'm sorry, y'all. You know white skin is sensitive.
Yeah.
So they put it on there.
Yeah.
And then it has to like heal.
It's like basically heating up your iron and then putting the
press
iron,
on your body.
Press on your body. That's what it is, yeah. And it's not normal
but
to
I'm
me.
Sorry, but that is creepy as well. Sorry, but you've not been going. And it's not one of those situations where it's like, oh, maybe they didn't tell anyone. No, because they need the content. They told us,
yeah.
As soon as they started going out.
Yeah.
So it's creepy for you in 6 months to be doing all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And then...
But because now, having a white boyfriend... In their family,
it's
a trend now.
Chloe, please release Tristan. Please.
I don't think she wants to release him.
Please, we're begging.
She actually doesn't want to release him.
I don't want him with another black woman because I think that he's very problematic anyway. So just keep your stupid ways to yourself, sir. But at least free the man. Don't you see how he's just like, he looks like he's going through it. Like even, he has no emotion. Like, I think he was in the trailer.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, like if we're going to make... I said, how much are they going to give this speech? She
but
don't
my thing
care.
Is, I'm thinking, is this like, are they still together post the baby
yes.
mom?
Yes.
That's mad.
Okay, they're together. They're still together post Jordan. So, do you know as well that gets me about her? Yeah? Don't you think she's... I think out of everybody, she's got the biggest audacity. And I'm sorry, even what she said, yeah, her audacity even outmatches Kim's one on the working thing.
Yeah.
This woman had the cheek to say that society needs to move to a place where people don't blame women for men's behavior.
Yeah.
But you went on a whole rampage bullying.
Yeah, I remember that.
Bullying Jordan. Is it Jordan or Jordan?
Jordan, yeah.
Jordan.
And it's mad because their whole family are all about like just...
You've been stealing men.
That's the thing.
Kim stole Kanye from Amber Rose.
Literally. Chloe stole...
Tristan from the baby
and also she stole French Montana from Trina.
Only person that has not stolen a man, which I love, that's why she's the most unproblematic one, is Courtney.
But even then,
Courtney
do you
just
remember
loves her white
when,
man,
and she might have been. Do you remember when Chloe was dating, when Courtney was dating Scott and Chloe was just like the biggest doll, like, you know.
Do you remember?
Yeah, and now you're being put through the same thing, literally.
Worse.
Even worse, exactly. Yeah, even worse.
Because Scott never had a baby on her.
No. I mean,
he was cheating, but Scott
It wasn't
never,
even that public like
but
that.
But Scott never kissed Masika or Malika. Which one is it? Which one is the twins?
Not Masika from Love and Hip Hop.
You know Masika? She's our comment. Sorry, Masika, if you come and find us out.
Malika and I forgot the other
one's name. The one problematic twin.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Like,
yeah.
That's why sometimes, yeah, like, I always say that
just
when you give someone advice,
yeah,
you actually need to follow suit. And if you're not going to follow suit, you have to be quiet.
I just think
because
in this life, just mind your business. Like, I see it was in my peripheral vision. Like,
Do you remember she hated Scott?
Yeah, I'm not even like looking because the moment you give advice to somebody and it don't go right, and it's like you have to live by it, literally. You have to live by it.
Nah, I'm remembering, you know.
Yeah, she hated him.
They like, she, because she and Courtney are really, really close.
Yeah.
I remember there was a period where they fell out because she was like, get off my back.
Yeah.
I want to be cheated on. Mind your business. Don't worry about it.
I remember. And now look, yours even 10 times worse, especially in the day. Because back then, social media wasn't even that bad.
So we didn't even know because we only knew because it was on the show.
Yeah. And like, there wasn't any woman coming out saying, I slept with Scott.
Yeah. But now.
Girl, it's just mad. It's mad. But I'll be interested to see what the show like pans out and how different it is.
I think it's gonna be different, man.
I don't think it's gonna be different, but it'll be interesting to see because also Courtney also now wants to try have a baby, even though she was so against having a baby with Scott.
Yeah, because it's Scott.
She wants to have a baby, so it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, literally. So it'll be interesting to see how everything pans out.
Because I would have been shocked if she had another baby with Scott.
Nah.
I love him though. He's but a beautiful white man. But I low key
feel like they still love, like they still would want to be with each other.
I think so, but you know what? You know, it's one of those things where it's like,
you just can't.
I love you from, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I love you, but I cannot be with you. It makes no sense to be with you.
Yeah.
But I always think, because I'm sorry, but I low key think here that it's not nice. I'm emotional abuse, really, truly. Obviously, we don't know the background stuff of it. But I think it was so, I wonder how, like, Scott treated Courtney that way and she was so physically and emotionally hurt by it.
Mm.
And this guy just stayed around because he was making the show.
Oh, yeah.
They never, do you get what I mean? Like, they never, the way they cut everyone else off when they hurt anyone else.
Yeah.
Because he was helping the ratings.
Yeah.
I never actually talked to him. And do you know how draining that must be emotionally?
And for me as well, I don't know how I would feel if my sisters kept somebody around like that. Don't get me wrong, he's a good father.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I would have felt, because him and Chloe are really, really close now. Like, do you know what's really, really close.
I remember when, Kim and Chloe are close to Scott or?
No, as in Chloe and Scott are really, really close
now.
Yeah,
they're best friends.
And she's also really close with Courtney. So I don't know how you I would have felt if that was me.
He's closest to Chris, the mum.
Yeah,
I remember there was a time where he had done what he'd done and she literally was like, we are done. I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
What's the next scene? Chris is at his house. Talking about, Scott, you got to get out of bed. You got to make that. Like, when I tell you this man is, as in like, Chris
he's been
given mom.
A lot of chances, yeah. But
Chris
I think
is
maybe because
he had a contract with them as well.
Yeah, I think maybe it's because he lost both parents and maybe they felt like he hasn't got any family. And I think he's the only child as well.
He was, yeah, but not at the expense. I feel like you can keep it at distance.
Yeah, but
he had a long standing contract. Like, the contract they've got, he had a long ass contract alongside them where he was part of the show.
At the reunion, remember that reunion they had with Andy?
Oh yeah,
they had like a reunion or like a end of when they was finishing the 10-year thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They had like chit chat with Andy.
I'm screaming that they did do that. And they did all of that and just to come back. And
yeah, and Thing was there as well. Scott, like he was a main cast member.
He is the main cast member.
I was like, bro, think about
he
it
actually
now.
He's a main cast member.
It's crazy.
That must have been because honestly, it's so Courtney's in the new one as well now.
Yeah, with Travis, with her new man.
Because honestly, I didn't like the way Courtney was treated, man.
But I feel like she's not somebody that you can get through to sometimes. I think,
because
watching back, I'm just like, you don't get like, in the day, this is your job, innit?
Yeah.
And I think it's either you're in it full, with reality TV, you have to be all in and all out. Yeah. You can't be doing snippets. I want to show you this, but because in the day, they have to get their ratings.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And if you don't want to be in it, then completely remove yourself. And I think she didn't want to. Yeah, she couldn't.
I feel like she couldn't. Because I think with Robbie, it's easier for Rob to do it because he's a boy. With the girls, they can't. I feel like the family won't cut you off, you know, if you do that. Because you're bringing them back. Because you know that like with them, it was always about three of them doing stuff. And then they did Courtney and Kim take New York.
Yeah.
Then Courtney and Chloe take this. Then Chloe and, do you get me? So they are the brand. So I feel like she couldn't really step away from it. It wouldn't have banged.
Yeah.
But I felt bad for him. Like, I can't imagine me breaking up with someone and like, every birthday dinner, everything, every family event, everything.
He's
like,
there.
You're just there. Yeah. Like, go away.
And like, how do you like heal?
How do you heal
when
your trauma is staring at you?
I'm always triggered.
Every moment.
Yeah. It takes a lot. So I rate her for that, to be fair.
I rate her. I really do rate her. It takes a lot.
To
stick to it, that, do you know what? Like, because she gave him chances, boy. She gave that man. So I think to get to a point where it's like, no.
Yeah.
And I feel like he did change, but it's like, no, it's too late.
Yeah.
And that's what guys don't realize sometimes. Like, you can do all the changes. You can be a pastor. That's your business. Great for you. Well done to the ministry. But once I'm off you, babes.
And that's why I always say as well, catch me whilst I care, because the moment I stop caring, you're getting a different me and you're going to be thinking, rah, like, isn't, like, weren't you the same person that was,
nah.
No, yeah, that was me
that
then.
Was the old me.
Yeah, but now I don't care. So I always say, catch me whilst I care, because when I don't care no more, it's a done deal for you.
And I love that about women.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
It's like even with Jada as well. So Jada and little baby, apparently.
I told you, these littles. I don't know any littles.
Apparently, they're broken. You know Jada?
Jada Wader?
Yeah.
I think I can see someone in my head, but I can't lie to you. These girls be looking the same.
Yeah, so she's the one that little baby, what did he do? He was when I was he went to the Chanel store with Saweetie, and they're all meant to be on the same label.
Girl, I don't. I don't give up. This Lil's, I don't think it stands.
So she's also allegedly broken up with her man.
She'll be back with him next
after
week.
6 years of him cheating on her left, as in like cheating upon cheating upon cheating.
Yeah, she's the one I was thinking about.
Yeah. And I think they've broken up allegedly because she texts a nigga back.
One thing about men.
And I was like, wow.
They will drag you through the dumps.
Yeah.
The moment you a guy looks at you and compliment you, say thank you.
Yeah.
You're done.
And I'm just like, it's funny to me because Lil Baby has done so much, like, as in cheating on her with strippers, going out with Saweetie. Like, Saweetie doesn't meant to be going out of Quavo. You guys are all meant to be on the same label. Like, he's done so much dirt. And the one moment she just texts a guy back.
And you want to follow that down.
Yeah, and he's even like doing small shades on his Insta story, talking about, oh, when they think they can play you. It's just a text.
Boy, bye.
It's just a text. Like, and I was like, it's just so funny, like with men, that like they can, you give them so many chances upon chances upon chances. And that one moment that you also show them, the meantime, I'm a big girl, all hell breaks loose.
I think sometimes guys forget that. Listen,
I'm wanted in these streets.
Okay.
I am wanted in these streets, baby. Like,
don't you get it twisted?
And they forget.
They forget.
I think because with a guy.
What made you want me?
And you think that others don't have the same eyes as you.
Okay.
And that's the thing men forget is that, like, the moment they have you thinking, yeah, like, I don't know, or suddenly all other men go blind.
Yep.
Or sudden, I don't know, maybe I'm not attractive to any other guy anymore, but no, baby. Like, I'm still wanted.
I can see.
I just don't want them.
And they can see too.
Yeah. And don't get it twisted because I can have them if I want to. But
it's actually that's with crazy. Guys.
But yeah, that's that was, mad. That was, yeah, when I saw that, I thought it's so funny to me how you've been cheating this whole entire time. And that moment somebody does something small, you wanna shake in your boots. Like, no, honey, absolutely not.
But nah, I hope she has because all I want is better for my sisters.
Yeah.
That's actually all I want. Same. I want women to go where they're celebrated. I want you to not compromise on what they want, on what it is that you want, regardless of how petty or how shallow or how superficial it might be.
Yeah.
It is your desires.
Yeah.
Go where you get them.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Have you even seen the conversations about how people are dressing? Some of you.
I think I saw something about people dressing like their aunties or something like that. I don't know. Yeah. But I feel like we've had this conversation. Like, this has come up before.
Girl.
I remember people saying, like, I remember someone tweeting saying, why are you in your 20s dressing like an auntie? And that made me laugh.
Yeah.
Because I remember there was a trend with the shoulder puffs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did.
And I said, we need to let go of the shoulder puffs.
Let it go.
But.
Yeah, they come up with it again. The girls who are modest won't let the rest of women hear word.
But what's modest now? What is modest?
The one you covered up.
Like,
even what you're wearing is not appropriate.
From head to like,
queer, like what you're wearing is not appropriate because what you're doing, you're showing curves. And why are you trying to attract a man? And a man's not going to want a woman that is flaunting her body like that.
But sometimes I'm not flaunting, my body's flaunting. Like you know
my
what
body
mean?
Be doing it.
Yeah, it's not my fault. Literally, it's not my fault.
This life shows me.
Yeah, like it's not my fault. I have bum, I have breasts.
No, but I tell you to wear like something that's not accentuating the curves.
Girl, even if I wore a maxi that has got so much space in it,
the
my body.
Cheeks.
Yeah, the cheese got cheeks.
That's like, it.
The wind is gonna blow.
Okay.
The dress is gonna touch my bum. And okay. You like, do you know what I mean? Like,
okay.
What can I do?
They said don't.
I should go and do reduced BBL.
Like, okay, take it off.
Honestly.
Doctor, take it all off.
You actually can't win. And that's how we were talking about last episode. Is like, just do you.
Do
literally,
you.
Just
because
do
if you,
you.
Because on one side, you have the people that are doing BBL fashion.
Yeah.
On the other side, you have people that say, dress modest and look like a nun. Shout out to the nuns. And then you have another one that says, okay, just dress however you want. Do you get me? So you have to make up for your mind what it is that's comfortable. If you want to dress modestly, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that. But be comfortable and don't try and force that on other people.
Yeah.
There's stuff that I know that I would personally wouldn't wear.
Yeah.
Stuff I'm not comfortable to like wear, but I don't then look at other people and be like, oh, why are you wearing that?
Yeah.
If I say yes, girl, get it.
Not gonna lie, I do look at people.
We love accountability.
Because not like,
it depends, it's certain things.
Yeah, like if you're wearing them, like we said last time, them cutouts where it's cutting where your knicker line is, I'm judging you.
If
babe.
I see your vagina, that's different.
Like please. Even some of these mesh outfits that people are only wearing bra and pants underneath.
I wish I had the confidence do a full on mesh.
I'm not gonna lie. But if you're wearing a thong underneath that mesh, I'm judging you, babe, because your cheeks are out.
I think it's so sexy.
I don't mind the pint.
But it's just not my brand.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't mind the pint, like, you know, the ones that look like knickers. You're wearing knickers underneath
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I've seen girls wear like thongs.
I've seen that. I'm thinking of one person now, yeah, and I can't lie. The body, like, was body, she rocked it.
Even like, because, okay, even like with Rihanna, right?
Okay, yeah.
The girl, like, don't get me wrong, I'm all here for dressing how you want to dress when you're pregnant. But let's not pretend that some of her fashion choices are giving what y'all making it seem like it's giving.
Do you know what's kidding me? Someone said, baby, it's so cold.
And like, honestly, like, I saw her so in
that,
like,
baby is going through it.
Bruh. Like, I saw her in, like, I think she was wearing like a knicker with, you know, the small string around the waist.
Oh, yeah.
Them kind of knickers with like a black meshy girl.
First of all, don't do that. Don't do an accent.
That's not giving. Like, for personally, that's not giving.
Do you know what it is, though? When is there certain people that it's just equia, she could come up with a...
It's true. They can get away with anything.
A bin bag tomorrow. Yeah. People are like, that's the best bin bag in the market. Do you get me? So there's certain people that it's like... People, deep down, we know the truth.
Because if your friend was wearing that, let's be honest. If your friend was wearing that, would you have that same energy?
They wouldn't. They wouldn't.
You wouldn't even want to be seen walking around with her like that. So why are we pretending? Like, even the photo shoot that she did with ASAP.
Oh, it's ASAP. I get ASAP and Travis confused.
They kind
of,
yeah.
When I saw it, I said, first of all, didn't you just have a scandal, sir? You've got things to be doing.
Yeah, I think it's the hair.
Yes, ASAP.
But when she finally announced that she was pregnant, I just thought, these jeans.
Oh, I thought it was lovely though.
This jacket.
I thought that's a nice jacket.
Golden chains. I don't know. Maybe I'm not like, I don't know. Maybe I'm not.
The girls will get it,
Yeah, honestly, maybe I don't get it. You know, maybe I'm not one of the girls, but me personally, like, I'm all here for fashion, like, express yourself, da da da. But I think the only one I recently liked was when she was wearing that silver, like, it was like a silver crossbody, like, crop top and a skirt.
Okay.
Again, the belly was out.
Do you know what? I think because a lot of pregnant women, this is one of the reasons why I just feel pregnant. Oh, not me. Because it's like a lot of women don't feel very like sexy and beautiful around that time.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that she's, obviously I don't know how she's feeling behind closed doors. You never know.
Yeah.
But like, I'm so sorry. I was just thinking, let's wear my armpit this morning.
What do you mean?
I'm trying to remember if I sprayed used deodorant.
I'm so done.
Sorry, my mind be doing 50 things at the same time. But yeah, I think because a lot of women don't feel sexy, I love that the fact that she feels sexy.
Yeah, which is like, good. Which is good.
She said, crop top, you not gonna stop me, honey. Like, I'm gonna crop this top. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do think that generally, anyway, with celebs and stuff, it is definitely subjective because sometimes people are hyping things, especially with like a Met Gala and like Oscars. I think, are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Like,
what class is that?
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe we don't have the Vogue. I don't know. All these fashion.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't get it. But for me personally, I just think it's a no for me. But then again, like you said, she wants to feel sexy. And I'm all here for it. I'm all here for it. But I just think some of y'all be doing a lot because if your friend was rocking these outfits, you wouldn't have the same energy. So, yeah.
It's mad.
It's actually mad. But what was I even saying before Rihanna came to my mind?
I can't remember now.
But now I forgot now. Yeah, but it's mad. I just think there's been so much going on social media now that modest dressing, that's it. With modest dressing, I just think, what is modest compared to what is, like, I would judge you if you're wearing these cut out thingies, but other than that, just wear what you want to wear.
I just think each their own, bruv.
And fashion, like I said last time, fashion is a
circling
thingy, like, one thing comes in, it goes out, it comes in again. So just wear what you want to wear, like, actually.
I just think everyone just...
And don't shame other people.
This world is hard enough, you know? This world is hard enough for me to be taking on extra curricular hatred.
Yeah.
The iteration in Desiree is skin.
And the whatever you're wearing, to be fair, the guys that get it, get it. And the guy will, like, whoever is meant for you will move to you in what you're wearing.
And believe me, exactly. So, and believe me, I could dress sexy and a guy moves to me and I'm just like, no, thank you.
Literally. And you could be in head to toe and a guy will move to you and it could be the same thing. Do you know what I mean? So just wear, don't think, oh, if I wear, if I'm too covered up, he's not going to, you know, do you know check for me, or if I'm wearing, because sometimes it can have the opposite effect as well, where you think that if you're wearing revealing stuff, he's going to be thinking, oh, like, why is she all dressed up? She's not, he's not going to chat to me. But if the guy likes you, he likes you, isn't it?
Get them titties out, girl. But you know, I think sometimes conversations like that, that kind of mindset as well. Because obviously from a religious standpoint, with Christianity, obviously your body's a temple and stuff like that. So there is a way to dress and whatever, which is fair enough. But I think sometimes it's rooted in that mindset. Because I think with Christianity, I can understand with Christianity, with a Christian standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, like, basically, I'm very intolerant to things being linked to male gaze. I really don't like it. I don't like the idea that people think we're doing this because of men. And I think sometimes a lot of women that have that mindset, even if you try and hide it behind the Bible, you got that mindset because it centers around how it is a man's going to perceive you and what kind of image you're putting out. I don't care about the men.
Yeah.
That's the least of my worries. Do you get me?
And but more time is my body dysmorphic that's kicking me.
And I think as well, literally, listen, kicking
it's
my
not,
ass.
It's not the guy, it's me.
And I think as well, if it's a bit of insecurity because you know what? I dress the way I dress and I'm on my business and I keep moving, right? And I'm a Christian. But I don't need to worry about what anyone else is dressing. And I think sometimes women who are like, who dress modestly and rightly so because that's their fashion sense and that's great. Sometimes it comes from a place of insecurity because you think that the girls who are wearing less are taking your mans.
Yeah.
No, your mans is being taken because they wanted to be took. It's got nothing to do with the girls who are wearing mini skirts and stuff.
Facts.
So I think stuff like that, like sometimes we need to be growing in this life. And growing is understanding where it is that certain mindsets that you have are coming from. Like where is it? What is this rooted in? Why is this? Like, you need to think about it.
Yeah. And you need to be secure in the choices that you make and the things that you do. Yeah. Like, if you want to wear a mini skirt, be secure and confident in your mini skirt.
And be great. Go ahead, be great.
And flaunt your mini skirt. If you want to be wearing flare trousers, be secure in that choice that you made that you want to wear a flare trousers. Like, I think sometimes we look for other people for validation. So modest women or people who are not quote unquote modest.
You want to see what's fashionable and all that kind
of
stuff.
Like you look to your fellow modest women to be like, feel like, oh yeah, what we're doing is right, isn't it? Like, we're better than the other girls. Like,
no, you're not.
Literally, like, just
we're all going to go stem cell. I will see you in heaven too.
Yeah, like just do you. Wear whatever you want to wear.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to, like, I don't judge, but it's not a thing where, like, I'm thinking, oh, like.
I'm not lighting a torch.
Yeah, or I'm thinking, oh, how dare you
or
wear that?
Or do you mean a thread?
Yeah, or like, oh, she must be a hoe. Like,
it's not that deep. I just think, oh, like, you could have gone up a size.
I was not thinking that. I'm more thinking, better you than me. Like, I wouldn't wear, like, do you know what I mean? It's not for me, but it's for you, and that's okay.
Yeah, and I think even sometimes when we see things that we wouldn't necessarily wear, we can appreciate it in other people.
Literally. And, like,
them mess joints, there's a couple of people I said, you are rocking that.
Exactly, literally. I think there's one from Manet Devoir that I've seen. It's like a cream one.
Okay.
But even with that, it's like the bum bit is covered. Like it looks like a pant that is covered. So,
I've seen that.
It's like a cream.
Yeah, I want a black one.
Yeah, it's really, really, it's really nice. Like that, I'm like, yes, girls.
Rambo has some cheeks out. Yeah, I ain't ready for that.
And that was not too bad though.
No, you know what? Sometimes, like when you see a piece of clothing, as much as it's sizes and stuff, it don't take into account sometimes the width of the booty. So as much as this, I might get a size 12 and it will fit nicely.
The cheeks won't be covered,
because in my mind, it's moving like a bikini.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When I get a bikini, half my cheeks are
out.
Like, when I'm at the gym, when I'm at the gym, I'm so conscious about it. I'm like, listen, wash the ass. Like, what am I going to do? Jimmy, I can't wear cycling shorts under my... Jimmy, I'm going to have to do... It is what it is. But so I think that and I would definitely have some kind of...
Yeah.
That I'm not there yet. I'm so shy.
But even then, I'm like, shout out to you girls. Like, you guys look amazing, amazing in it. Do you know what I mean? Like, even sometimes when I see girls wearing like the puffy thing that I was making a joke about earlier, some of y'all look so nice in this. Like, I can tell that's your style.
That's your style.
And it suits you so well.
And I think it's that.
But
it's
for me, style. I just wouldn't wear it. But it suits Baby, you.
I got enough puffs.
But it suits you. Like, yeah. I see girls in like really, really long skirts. I'm thinking, oh, like, this is...
That's nice.
This is so you. Like, this is so your fashion sense.
Yeah, and I've seen... And that's the thing. You see stuff and you think, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
And I've tried stuff and I think, nah.
It's not me.
This ain't it.
And that's okay.
And that's absolutely
But I just think
fine.
We shouldn't be having people tussle and fighting like, the modest versus whatever. Like, if you got too much breast and you happen to wear a low-cut top that, like, you're trying to... Girl, it's just the breasting. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. Obviously, like, wear stuff that's your size, because that's a key thing as well. People don't be wearing things that are their sizes. So then it's just bare spillage. So we need to wear...
Oh, spillage!
No, it's true. So we need to be wearing things that are, like, our actual size.
Because
me, I feel like I'm on the opposite way. I'd be wearing stuff that are too... Like, big.
Yeah.
Instead of too small.
That's so funny, man. So, that's hilarious.
Yeah, just be wearing... Everybody just be wearing your size.
Listen, let's be guided.
Yeah. No, literally. Literally, we need to be guided.
No, I love it, man. But yeah, everyone, just do what you want, man. I just think, oh, damn, man.
Yeah.
So, you guys need to relax, you know? Like, obviously, I don't want everyone in life to have problems, but I just think your life must be so great that you've got time...
To be doing all of this.
To be worried about other people and what they're doing and what they're wearing and what they're... Like,
wow. It's a lot. And it just feels too like you're watching, like you're watching people too much. Like
in Nigeria, we call in Yoruba, we call them Awaye.
Yeah.
Those are people that are literally like, it's like, so literal translation is the world. But those are people that, you know, the people that are looking and always watching like,
what other ones do it.
Oh,
face your front sometimes. Face your front, literally. But
it's crazy, man.
Yeah, no, it's mad. And even so. To moving on to like something more like
it's not somber, is it?
Who?
Yes, it's not somber, is it? Like not
what?
No, like quiet, like kind of
no. Well, yes.
Dipped mood.
Yes and no. Okay. Yes and no. Cause I haven't really talked about this on socials and I've seen everybody like talking about it, sharing their opinions and stuff. So the whole child cute situation.
Oh yes.
And for me, it's like It was a lot to take in, and I don't think I've actually had a chance to like
really take it in.
And everybody, I think for me, I didn't understand why everybody was upset at the fact that it took so long for it to come out, because like working where I work, when these things happen, it's normal for it to not go into the public because it's like we need to get our facts straight. Like we need to have a thorough investigation.
Yeah.
What happened? All the different services involved. So it makes sense why it's taken, I think it was it 2 years or so?
Something like that. But I think sometimes, but we don't need social media police on this case.
Exactly. And when you're doing an investigation, it takes time for them to then write a report. Like, so I understood why it took so long for it to come out. And I just think sometimes, it's like you said, it's not for us.
It's not for you cancellation warriors.
Justice being served is not for us. It's for that girl. So I didn't understand why everybody was just like, oh my God, like this happened in 2020 and it's only coming out now.
Yeah.
Because these things take time and it's not for us.
But do you know what it is as well? I think with social media, people don't realise that stuff like that, to you... It's just a trending topic, hon.
Yeah.
Next week, you guys might not... If nothing comes out in the news about this...
Yeah. You're going to talk about something else. Next thing. Yeah.
Exactly. But this is someone's reality. This is someone's niece. This is someone's daughter. Like, the girl herself, this is her reality. Do you get me? And I think social media, they love that thing of... It's like fickle minds. Do you get me? Like, something just comes, we talk about it, it blows over, everyone moves on.
Yeah.
What's the next thing? And then until something else similar happens to that, then we start to reload the receipts from like whenever it was again. Yeah. Do you get me? So... Yeah, well, I think what I've even seen recently as well is so basically I've been seeing, obviously it's all like kept under it's all confidential. For sensible reasons.
Yeah.
But I find that people are trying, so basically the students from that school have been protesting and stuff.
Yeah.
But people are now like trying to investigate the school and stuff.
Mm.
And obviously they're not thinking that this could have an adverse effect on the child.
Yeah.
If the parents wanted it to be something that's so known and whatever like that, they would have come to socials and they would have popped off. And I think around the time it happened, that would have been around the BLM
when
all of that stuff was happening. So they could have quote unquote capitalized on that moment. Yeah. If they wanted it to be a thing of everybody help us cancel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That they would have, yeah.
Respect their wishes in that way. But another thing I've seen also is that people wanted to protest and stuff. Mm. So people are saying that it should just be a about black children. And obviously some people are like, why can't women just have their moment? Girls, blah, blah, blah. And where that argument does make sense in some situations. Mm. I feel like in this situation, for me personally, it doesn't, because the statistics show that if black children in schools are harassed and stripped and all searched and all that kind of stuff. So it's not a thing. It's not a problem that's just specific to a black girls. Yeah, do you get what I mean? Yeah. Obviously, with her, it was worse because obviously she was on a period and there's a lot of stuff that happens anyway when you're at that age. That,
yeah.
Because even me, as old as I am, I'm still unlearning certain mindset I have when it comes to my body and all that kind of stuff. So I can't, I know how I felt when I was perioding when I started at 10 and stuff.
Yeah.
So do you get what I mean? So I know there's that kind of quote unquote level of shame attached to it anyway, and embarrassment when you've got periods. So I understand how deep that is. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I just feel like, in this situation, I don't think it's a bad thing that people want to just protest for black children. I don't think it's a bad thing at all, because boys are harassed maybe even a bit higher than the girls. Because obviously with them, that like, they're criminalised and stuff like that all the time. But that was the one. I said sometimes you guys, sometimes you have to lose the battle to win the war.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes people on social media don't understand that. And then what happens then is that you now, because you guys are arguing about the thing that isn't really what we should be arguing about, it then draws away from the big situation, issue. Exactly.
And also, I feel like this is the time where, this is not the time for us to be doing, like, within our community, doing tussle and who should be at the forefront
who's
of this
fight.
Who's
at the forefront of do you know what it's oppression Olympics.
Yeah, like,
who is more oppressed?
Like, this is not the time, like, we need to come together.
Read the room.
Like, do you know what I mean? So it's not the time for doing boys versus girls, women versus men, or this should be an all Black Lives Matter movement. No, like, this situation is not the time. Yeah. We need to come together and, do you know what I mean? Like, fight the cause. But I think, I just think when we start doing, like, interpolitical, like,
it just gets so...
It gets complicated.
It does.
And it takes away from the actual situation.
That's
where this traumatic event happened to a little black child. So,
because I think stuff like that can happen to different children, but it's in different degrees. Do you get me?
Yeah.
So it's just the fact that they are being treated unfairly.
Yeah.
That's really what the protest should be about. And the fact that they're targeted and stuff like that. Because when you think about, like, even when you now bring in, like, the LGBTQ community, like, they have their struggles as well. Do you get me? So when we start to do, okay, just this person, like, it's like one at a time.
Yeah.
I'm on the world might end tomorrow. Let's protest for everybody at the same time. Come on.
I'm so done. No, I get it. No, I agree. I 100% agree. But I just think it's
that was really sad,
people are just so quick to, like, be outraged and stuff like that. And I get it, 100% get it, but are you being outraged for the right reasons? Like, because when I'm seeing
a thread.
Yeah.
Gosh.
When I'm seeing things like what you were talking about, and also why didn't this come out before, and we need to know we need to know the school, we need to know the name of the teachers.
Do you know what I hate?
This information is not relevant.
To you.
It's not relevant.
One thing I hate you, because obviously there are times where it's good where people get together and can write to a company and all that.
Yeah.
I understand that, but a lot of people just treat these things as it's tea to you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I really hate about social media sometimes, that this is people's actual, this is the reality. And
also,
you're just treating it as gist right now.
And also, it's a wider issue thing. It's not like this thing happens just in that particular school. It happens, like, in other schools. So it's a wider issue. So it's like a systemic thing that we need to tackle. So knowing who the teacher is or what particular school isn't going to change anything. We need to know how the system can change overall, not just one school. Do you know what I mean? I get that obviously it's one thing at a time.
I get it.
But whoever
the situation should be fired.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, like you said, whoever this happened, whoever the teacher was and everything should be fired. But I think this happens in other schools as well. So clearly it's an issue that happens in schools. So how are we going to fix this issue? How are we going to fix this problem so it doesn't happen in other schools as well?
Yeah.
But I think knowing who the name of the teacher and knowing like, that's for the family and them to
deal with
to deal with
and all that kind of stuff and for the right channels.
It's not for us to want to know. Because knowing the name of the teacher, what are you going to do about it? Yeah. Like, knowing the name of the school, do you know what I mean? Like, unless you're a parent, I get it. If you're a parent, like, your child went to that school or you live in that borough and you want to, that's fine. But for the rest of us.
One thing I saw that was good was that someone said how one of the good ways that she's like, there's limited stuff that we can do.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we can do is for black people, and I think she said like even black men actually,
yeah,
is to be like school governors.
Yeah.
She was
that's
how we can start to bring about change.
Changes, exactly.
We just need
that
moment of like, I just think social media, like people love to do outrage like straight away. People don't like to sit down, think about what it is and then react.
Yeah.
And just go straight forth and just react.
Yeah.
But it can be harmful. I think people don't think about, as much as people are thinking they're doing good, sometimes you're actually doing harm.
And I'm sure some people, it comes from a good place. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
You can be outraged.
You're
actually
annoyed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's fine. I think we need to think about how we can make this better so that another child doesn't go through this. And I think little information like names of people is not
like, damn,
it's not gonna bring a wider change for me personally. But I definitely agree with the school governors thing, like being able to have a voice in like a school, and even if it's your child's school or even if it's not your child's school, like having a say is really, really important.
Yeah,
and that's why we need more black representation in everything.
Absolutely.
In everything.
Absolutely.
Because unfortunately, our white counterparts don't get it. So that's why we need blacks to be in there, in the rooms, to make a difference. But
do you know what though? I just think white people are so committed to racism.
Mate.
Like, I can't believe it.
It's just shocking.
I still can't believe it. Like, when you support, like, obviously not all white people. I have white friends, so relax. But like, do you get me? The white people who are racist, actually, let me say that. I mean, that's a better way to say it. The white people who are racist are so committed, not even just white people, but other racist people who are racist, are so committed to the racism that doesn't matter what time of day.
Yeah. They're going to show
up and show out with their racism.
Yeah, it's mad.
That's a full-time job.
Because even like, another thing happened on social media as well, where this girl was in her home.
Yeah.
She got a knock on her door from the police. Apparently, somebody rang that there was a domestic abuse situation going on in her home.
Yeah.
She was like, she said she was in her towel or something. And then they just came in and started, like, went in and started opening her wardrobe.
Where's the warrant? Do you know this, please?
And she's like, there's nobody here. I'm fine. So y'all need to leave. Like, and then they're like, no, like, we had a phone call. And then they were literally going through her thing. And then basically they was trying to say how, like, when they tried to come in, she was not letting them in. And then she was like, because I just woke up. I'm not dressed appropriately. And I was like, it's so mad. And then she was like, what was the reason, basically? And they couldn't. And they just left. They said, we're going to leave now. And then they just left. And I just
I'm going to come in for dinner. You might as well.
And I just thought, it's so mad that even in your own home.
That's how thingy got, trigger warning, guys. Breonna Taylor got killed.
Yeah, even in her own
damn
home,
business.
People think they could just barge
in. What is that guy's name? That black guy that was in his own apartment and the woman, she lives like the floor above, went into his house. She's a police officer.
She
said she thought it was her house. And then she thought, because basically he was in his house after work, eating ice cream on his sofa, watching TV.
Yeah.
She thought it was her house. He was an intruder. So she killed him.
And I think nothing happened to her.
I think she got away with it.
It's crazy.
His own house, she killed him while he was sitting there. What? Who robs your house and comes in for a young Ben and Jerry's?
It's crazy.
Powers that be,
Like, and the thing is, it's mad when when people have power, how they can abuse it. I think that's what it really is. When you have power, it's so easy to abuse it.
It's so wild.
No matter what color you are, literally, when you have, it's weird what power does to people. Even like presidents and like prime ministers, and look at the nonsense that they're doing. Literally, Preeti Patel and them man, like. When you have a bit of power.
You know, of all people in government, I'm shy for. I'm so shy for her.
Girl.
She's an immigrant, is she?
Yeah.
You hate immigrants like that?
And
who hate you?
The other guy as well, Rashik. I think he's like the...
I don't even know his
exchequer or something. In charge of the money, basically.
How can you hate immigrants so much and that is your situation?
And they're so quick to comment on other things. Like if mind your business. Mind your business. Like
focus on your focus.
Literally. Boris Johnson is so quick to and Russia and so quick to talk about we stand if we're ready to fight. Who is we, bro?
What he needs to do is throw out the Petrobras, because that's a war crime going on there.
Mate.
I tell you that. So that is a that's is the thing something
in the UK. One thing I've learned as well is people like, and I don't want to sound like I'm being stereotypical, but British people don't know how to mind their business. And I think that's just a thing. It's
you see it on a normal day when you're walking and someone's having like that.
Yeah.
What's going on there,
yeah,
mate?
Yeah, literally.
Focus on your focus. Literally.
That's what it is. It is what it is.
Literally. It is what it is.
People don't know how to mind their business these days.
It's
but,
so wild to me.
Yeah.
It's actually so wild to me.
It's crazy, guys.
Anyway.
But yeah, I think we're going to end it here.
Yeah, we're going to end it here. Oh, we'll see you next week, 150. So what happens when you want to do too much?
We'll see you next week. Whoever it is,
that, the 150th episode.
Yeah, our listener. Actually, you better answer your DMs.
She did message me. She messaged me back actually.
Oh, okay.
She said, she's gonna let us know and let us know. Let me know by the end of today.
Okay.
Just check her work and stuff like that.
Okay, cool. So yeah, we're really excited. This is the first. We're really excited. And
so this is the first. Of course, it's the first. This is the first 150.
Yeah, I mean, as in the first time we're having a listener.
Oh yeah. I think it's such a good trend.
Yeah. So excited.
Like, I don't want to get my, oh, has anyone done this before? But has anyone done this
before? I think they have.
Oh, don't do that.
I think.
She'll let me have a moment.
I think Meet Yourself the Seven have done that.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I might be wrong. And I think Oloni has done that as well.
Oh, okay. Well,
I might be wrong, but well, I think damn. They have, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't get that idea from them. I didn't know.
But no, it's a nice thing. I mean, who's going to beat really you?
Who's going to beat me?
So,
period. Yeah. No. But please follow us at No Shade Pod on Instagram and Twitter. We love how you guys interact with us as well. Really appreciate it.
Literally.
Share the pod. Rate us 5 stars. Leave a review on Apple.
Yeah.
Tag us when you're listening.
Yes,
hashtag if you want. If you hashtag, please. And what else is there? You can follow me at My Own Royalty.
And you can follow me, @IkeaAubrey_ on Instagram and Twitter, guys.
And have a great, blessed week. Mind your business. Focus on your focus. and just, yeah. Don't let man take a feed yet.
And if you want to wear whatever you want to wear, please.
Skin out.
Yeah.
The sun is, oh, it's spring as well. Spring is springing a little bit.
Girls,
I can't wait for the brunches.
Summer's coming soon, so get in the gym, babe, girls.
I say get in the gym.
Get in the gym. If you're like me, you want to get snatched.
Listen.
Get in the gym. It's a reminder to myself.
We should have a notion. We haven't planned a live show yet, but I think a cute brunch would be nice, you know?
We should. We say this and...
We say, okay, we're going to make...
It's a whole lot of talking.
Do you know what?
No action.
No action. No, I think, okay, do you know, I think when I get back from Nigeria, I can have proper time. Because at the moment, like, life just seems like it's too much to do before I go.
Yeah, but to be fair, like, I can always look, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys.
We're laughing. But anyways, yeah. Let's say if you want to come to brunch. If you want to brunch with us.
Yeah.
Make plans to be cute before the live show.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, have a nice week.
Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.